ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm not victim blaming here. I want to be very clear.
But
how many times will older people, dare I say elderly, fall for it and give away their life savings?
More times than you want.
I know.
I know what you're going to say before you even say it. Go ahead.
Have you seen the story?
Go ahead.
A man in Florida who claimed to be Elon Musk, the richest man on the planet, or one of them, depending on the day, stole nearly $600,000 from a woman, according to authorities. Jeffrey Moynihan pleaded no contest to charges against him. He received only 1 year behind bars and 30 years of probation.
Yeah, have you seen his photo, Scott?
He does not look like Elon Musk.
No, he does not.
He is... Dan, what's it called? Not that you suffer from this. Not that people suffer from it, period.
His gut is hanging out.
You're bald on the top, but you got the ring around.
Yes, he looks like George Costanza, only
like a monk?
Well, yeah, but you don't have the little patch on the front. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like the captain on Love Boat.
Yeah.
Anyway, investigators say Moynihan impersonated Musk and befriended a 74-year-old woman from Texas on Facebook. They exchanged messages for months. Prosecutors say he scammed her out of $600,000, promising her $56 million in return. Hello? Mm-hmm. Professor? Why would Elon Musk need her $600,000 if he already has $56 million to give back to her?
I know.
1 year in jail, that's it? You literally liquidated this woman's retirement.
It's awful, and she's never going to see a dime of it back. I mean, they'll say, well, we're going to order him to pay restitution. Okay.
Bradenton police are dedicating an elder fraud unit to respond to this crime. Good luck.
Yep. Good luck.
Good luck. A little closer to home. An American Airlines flight made an emergency landing in Omaha shortly after takeoff, after the pilots mistakenly feared that someone was trying to break into the cockpit and hijack the plane when flight attendants started banging on the cockpit door. American Airlines Flight 6469 made the abrupt return to Omaha late yesterday, less than 40 minutes after departing for Los Angeles. The saga unfolded when the flight crew suddenly lost contact with the cockpit due to a glitch with the intercom, according to a spokesperson for the airline.
Yeah.
The pilots, who could hear a static sound over the intercom, then thought that someone was trying to hijack the plane when the flight attendant started pounding on the door to the cockpit.
Yep.
They quickly turned the plane around, operated by SkyWest, and made an emergency landing.
Yeah.
A cascading series of errors.
It's an unfortunate series of events, I would say, Dan, is what it is.
The captain later apologized to the passengers as soon as the misunderstanding was cleared
Sorry,
up.
Sorry, no one was trying to barge down the door.
Well, what do you, I mean, but.
I know.
And I know, I speak for you here. What do you expect them to do? You know, since 9/11, I mean, many of you have been on a plane. If you've ever watched the.
Well, just the bad behavior that we see on planes,
not only
Scott.
That, but just the series of security events that take place. You know, the two pilots get into the cockpit and they close the door, and then the flight attendant will latch it shut from the outside, and then one of the pilots latches it shut from the inside. And if you've ever seen the delicate dance when one of these pilots has to go to the restroom, okay, they bring down the food.
Oh, yeah.
They bring down a food cart.
Yep. Halt. Right?
Yeah.
They block the way.
They block the way to the cockpit with a food cart. And then I always want to say, I'm a 54-year-old man, sorry. The flight attendant will let the pilot know that the food cart is in place. She or he is now standing outside of the cockpit door. They open the cockpit door.
Yep.
The pilot or first mate, whatever they're called.
It's a very delicate balance.
Comes out. The flight attendant goes into the cockpit while the pilot is relieving him or herself.
Because there's no room in the cockpit for a urinal or a toilet for women.
Or for men, Dana.
Can you imagine if they just had a toilet seat in between the two pilots? Sometimes to try to streamline things? Go. And you're with your co-pilot that day, and you're like, I'm sorry, this is a 9-wig boom boom, and you're going to have to suffer through it. Can you imagine put a toilet seat up there?
What was that commercial?
Avert your eyes. The love toilet. Avert your eyes.
No,
wow, Gary, that was...
we had...
Was that Indian food?
Hey, we had Indian food over the weekend. Indian food is delicious.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
We ate it over at India Palace on 83rd Street.
It's very, very good. When it's bad, it is horrid.
Remember that catheter commercial?
Oh,
years ago. Oh,
he's
yeah.
So excited.
He was very. He was a pilot in that commercial.
Very excited.
And
to
he
get that
loves his catheter
to his door.
Let me see if we still have it.
No, we're good. I don't need to hear the catheter ad. I'm totally fine.
Well, I mean, they could develop these pilot seats with all of the accoutrement to allow for evacuation of a body's system.
Yes.
Because Dan just started speaking French, can we at least get one update on the Louvre heist? Because anytime we can get the word heist in our show, it makes me so happy.
Absolutely. And I will read you that story right after this.
Oh, good Lord.
And he's standing outside of a one-seater airplane.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know he takes care of that. Make sure he's outfitted with his catheter before he ever gets into his plane, so he never has to put the plane down.
No one does that commercial better than Wink Starrett. His rendition of that ad is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take two.
Oh, my God. That's a visual I can't get rid of.
Yes, thank you. You shared it with all of us. All right, we now know how much money was taken in the jewels taken in the Louvre heist, as Dan just mentioned. It was 100.
I thought you took French in college.
Terrible. I'm terrible at it.
Accoutrement.
$102 million. It's really priceless, let's be honest. And the museum director has been summoned by lawmakers. But I don't know that we are any closer to figuring out what went wrong and who's responsible. We know it's four men that basically rolled a ladder on a utility truck underneath the window in broad daylight 30 minutes after the Louvre opened, smashed their way in, and ran out with $100 million worth of stuff.
Well, if they do not follow the Goodfellas rules, then they'll be caught soon.
It's always the one guy that goes out and buys the Lamborghini and, you know.
Well, I was watching with amazement.
He's laid off and he shows up to bowling league in a Lamborghini.
I was watching with amazement this morning. CNN was interviewing some guy. I don't even remember his name. And, you know, underneath they'll put the name. Let's say I remember his first name was Scott. Let's say his last name was Sanders. It wasn't. And it just said Scott Sanders. And then underneath, they, you know, they try to let you know that these people know who what they're talking about. So it's like, you know, a business analyst or legal analyst or whatever. It just said Scott Sanders, and underneath it, heist expert.
Oh, I want to be a heist expert.
I'm like, that's exactly right.
Sign
I'm like,
up.
How do I become one?
Well, you just watch all the Ocean's 11's movies, and there you go. You can become an expert.
So this expert, Scott Sanders, whatever his name was, said he is of the opinion that these guys probably have about a week before they're finally caught. But that right now, they are literally taking apart these crowns and necklaces as we speak.
At the museum, people are saying, don't destroy them. You're going to get caught anyway. Please don't destroy them. These are priceless, right?
Well, tell that to the guy who took two swords and two daggers from the Truman home in Independence.
Still an open case with the FBI. The
from 1976.
Went directly to two displays, breaking them and taking, quote, a significant amount of loot. They knew exactly where they were going.
Yeah.
It was very organized and very professional.
So the heist expert was asked, do you think that this was in part an inside job? And he said, no. He said
they probably perused the museum as a visitor.
Right.
They cased it.
And
yeah.
He thinks
they cased the joint.
He thinks what's going to end up happening is somebody, one of the four is going to slip. And then they're going to rat out the other three.
Okay, but we have the truck and the ladder, okay? So maybe it's stolen. I don't know.
You also have a vest that one of them left behind.
One of them dropped a vest.
And they also dropped a crown and did not go back to pick it up.
I'm pretty sure they wore gloves. I mean, if I was a heist expert, I would tell you that most heister people wear gloves for their heisting.
That would be number one on your list.
Yeah,
historians.
Wear gloves.
Wear gloves.
And maybe a hat so that you're... Mm-hmm.
And sunglasses.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bring that hat brow, the brim down low. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, these people, there's so many people out there that do not see the world that many do and see this as an opportunity and not a, you know... heritage and history, and let's not destroy it.
No, they don't care.
Right, they don't care. There's a lot of people out there that just see something and they're like, okay, we're just going to destroy it for my own personal gain.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody else asked on the text line, and it was a question we had yesterday as well, to whom do you even sell stolen Louvre jewels? Well, the answer is very simple.
You'd put it on eBay.
You would. Well, no. That would clearly glow, go on the black market, and that is why they are presumably, we don't know this for a fact, but they'd be idiots if they weren't, and not very good historians, if they're not dismantling these crowns and necklaces as we speak, melting down the precious metals and then taking out the sapphires and the diamonds. One of the crowns had more than 1,300 diamonds in it. And remember, these were made, designed in the 1700s and 1800s. Unlike today's diamond rings, for example, those diamonds in today's wedding ring, if you go to a jeweler and buy a wedding ring with a nice diamond
in it, some of them you can trace.
There is a laser imprint inside the diamond. Very small. You can't really see it without a magnifying glass. But these diamonds are untraceable. There's no marker.
Except when you leave your truck behind and your vest.
Well, they did do that, yes.
A little bit of breaking news out of New York. Former beloved Today Show host Bryant Gumbel, 77, has been hospitalized in New York City. Reportedly rushed to the hospital late last night after suffering some sort of medical emergency at his Manhattan apartment.
He was
hauled out of his apartment on a gurney, remained hospitalized today. His exact condition, what he's being treated for, is unclear. Family members assure everyone he is okay. I, to this day, think Real Sports on HBO is one of the best sports shows featuring sports documentaries that's out there. It's as good, if not better, than 30 for 30. And Bryant Gumbel commanded all of those at that anchor desk.
And he was very good on the Today Show.
For years, my God.
And I didn't realize, I knew Greg Gumbel, his brother, had passed. I didn't realize how recently it was. It was only in late December of last year.
Yeah, it was the first March Madness. He was not in that chair.
Huh. Wow. As the WNBA's television ratings, revenues, and ticket sales continue to grow, the league's players, rightfully so, have been calling for a bigger piece of the pie, similar to what their counterparts in the NBA have received for years. A growing chorus of WNBA stars has been calling for a larger revenue share as the collective bargaining agreement between the players' union and the league gets set to expire at the end of this month and will need to be renegotiated. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, addressing the issue today on the Today Show, in an exclusive interview with Craig Melvin, the NBA owns 42% of the WNBA, and the commissioner of the WNBA technically reports to Adam Silver. He said yes when asked if the players are going to get a larger share of the revenue in the league. Quoting here, yes, I think share is not the right way to look at it, because there's so much more revenue in the NBA. I think you should look at it in an absolute number in terms of what they're making, and they are going to get a big increase in this cycle of collective bargaining, and they deserve it.
Good. Let's go to Maine. Police are searching for an older man accused of, quote, stealing $7,400 he found lying on the side of the road.
I saw this story, yes.
Now, wait a minute. Police in a sleepy Maine town are searching for an older man accused of taking $7,400 that fell off the roof of a stranger's car. The week-long manhunt, headed by the Kennebunk Police Department, was sparked when an airhead driver mistakenly left a hefty wad of cash on the roof of his car before driving off last week.
Wait, what's the company? Airhead?
They just called him an airhead.
Oh.
The driver had just sold a car for $7,400 in cash and was apparently so distracted by his own elation that he left the earnings on top of his car, started up his engine, and drove off. Somewhere between the sale site and him getting home, the cash careened off the top of the car and flopped onto the side of the road in a bundle, according to photos shared by the police department. The seller didn't realize this until he got all the way home and was like, oh, can you imagine the moment you get home?
No, I could not.
And you're like, wait, surely I put that in my pocket, didn't I? Later that evening, two men were captured on dashboard camera, collecting the small fortune on the side of the road near a high school. You can see the older guy dressed in a solid blue shirt. He is in a gray, dark Honda CRV. The second man seen in the photos is the father of the cash's rightful owner. Apparently, the well-meaning father drove to the scene trying to find the money, only to find that this other guy had arrived there first. Now listen to this. A spokesperson for the police department told the local Maine News that the alleged thief, we're going to come back to that word, could face criminal charges because there is no finders keepers precedent. In the state of Maine, they are bizarrely strict about lost items, with processes in place for reporting lost and found goods worth as little as $3. I'm going to say that again, $3. Mm-hmm. Any lost and found items estimated to be worth at least $3, quote, must be turned over to the town clerk within a week.
But here's why.
I'm sure the town clerk loves that job description.
Here's why he'll
never. Have a t-shirt.
Here's why he will never be convicted. Prove that I was going to keep it. Prove it.
Under Maine's criminal code, a person is guilty of theft if they obtain or exercise control over property of another person known to be lost. I didn't know it was lost.
That's exactly right. I didn't know it was lost. I was picking it up before a ne'er-do-well came along. I was a good do-well.
Yes, you're a good doer.
Yeah, that's right. And I didn't know who this money belonged to. I was picking it up for fear that somebody else might come along and steal it. I was going to take it to the clerk.
I don't like calling this man a thief.
I don't either.
Now, if you find $7,400 and a big wad of cash on the side of the road, maybe a Brinks truck dropped it. I don't know who dropped it. I don't know that it's some poor guy down on his luck that just sold a car for $7,400. Yep. I'm sorry. I'm going to go back. If you live in Kennebunkport, Maine, you are not down on your luck. That's where the Bushes and the Kennedys all play. No.
Well, it's where the Bushes play, yes.
Whatever. It's all up there in the Northeast where I've never been. I want to go leaf peeping. What do you think should happen to this man? And I don't say nothing, but like,
I think the clerk should hold the money till we can confirm that this $7,400 actually belongs to the man who claims he sold his car.
Sure. And okay? I'm sure there's like Facebook marketplace dealings where, okay, I'm going to meet you here.
If that cannot be confirmed, then I think it's finders keepers. If it does not legally belong to this guy over here, we wait a certain amount of time, maybe a year, to see if somebody can come forward and legally claim this money. If that's not done, the guy gets the money.
Can I say something that's awful but honest, and I can't help myself? If this was a 16-year-old in high school that worked his entire summer, okay, to make $7,400 just to try to buy his first car, and he was on his way home from the bank and lost it, it would smash my heart. Like, you would want to, like, oh my gosh, kid, sure, here, I'm not even going to take a $100 reward because I am so sorry this happened to you, but it's an expensive lesson. Right. You got to keep track of your stuff. This is someone that, like, lives in Hyannisport. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. I don't know if they're selling a car for
$7,400.
There are that many people down on their luck over by where Mary Jo Kopechne lost her life. I could be wrong. I don't think they have Section 8 in Kennebunkport.
Is there a difference? Because on your first read, you said Kennebunk.
I always thought it was Kennebunkport. I don't know.
Is there a difference between
Kennebunkport? I don't own matching sets of China. I don't know where those people live.
The only reason I ask is because there might be a socioeconomic division between, and I'll look it up on the map.
Oh, I'm going to look right now.
Between Kennebunk and Kennebunkport. You know, I mean, there are some low-income housing right off of the plaza. Uh-huh.
Okay, Kennebunkport, median household income, $118,000. Let me just go with the bunk. The bunk, the median property value is $500,000.
Okay, so Kennebunk is better than Kennebunkport.
And the guy in the little old flannel, he's an old guy. Medicare ain't going to pay for itself. I think we let the guy keep it.
Medicare does pay for itself. You're forced onto it. 913-586-7798, 586-7...
Segment brought to you by Chris Keel.
779.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So there are certain stories in my stack from time to time. I don't want Scott to know anything about it because I want his reaction live on the air. You're welcome. A young mom has admitted she faked an entire pregnancy.
Oh.
And then tried to pass off a silicone doll as her newborn when she brought her home.
Mm-hmm.
22-year-old Kira Cousins has admitted to bizarrely faking her entire pregnancy and then trying to pass off the silicone doll as the newborn.
What was her name again?
Kira Cousins, K-I-R-A, issued a groveling apology today after her massive hoax was uncovered and started spreading rapidly across social media. I am so sorry, she wrote in a now-deleted Instagram story obtained by the Daily Record. I was not pregnant. There was no baby. I made it up and kept it going way too far. I faked scans, messages, a whole birth story, and acted like a doll was my real baby. She even had a gender reveal party. She named the little girl Bonnie Lee Joyce on October 10th. She sported a growing prosthetic bump to fuel the ruse and then held a lavish gender reveal party in the weeks, quote, before the birth. Have you seen her bump and have you seen the baby yet, Scott?
I've seen the story. I got a little distracted because there was a story on AI about a potential documentary already in the works. It's not true, though.
So she posted images of her scans, claims that some tests detected the baby had a heart defect. She then claimed she gave birth alone and started showing off the newborn from a distance, which ultimately turned out to be a reborn doll. And we're going to talk about the reborn doll again here in a minute. From a distance, it looks like a baby. It really does.
Really? Mm.
But the wild sham came crashing down when her mom came over and found the doll in her bedroom last week. Her mom found the doll, by the way, Scott, after the woman told the father of the, quote, child that the baby had died. She had to come up with a heart defect story and a death story because there is no baby, right?
Yes.
Look at that baby bump. How long did she walk around looking? It is.
It's very, it looks it, very authentic. It,
she really did look pregnant. Listen to her bizarre defense. Cousins defended those who she'd fooled into believing the doll was real. Quoting here from Nut Big Nut McNut Job. In everyone else's defense, the doll could move. You could change her facial features, her arms, and her legs. You could feed the doll, making it pee or poo. So when no one was real close up, it did look real. Mm-hmm. No one was looking at my baby expecting it to be a doll.
I'm still waiting to hear the reasoning behind all of it. Now, I know we've talked about these, what are they called? Reborn dolls or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're using, explains this later in the story, people who are suffering from infertility.
No.
Or the death of a baby.
No.
Or dementia.
There's one. Dementia, yes. The grandmas love holding the baby dolls. Reborn dolls sell for as much as $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
They are hyper-realistic. They have become—
Except they don't have a heart.
Become part of a cosplay-type yes. trend in recent years.
We talked about that one day.
In which people pass the dolls off as real children, going as far as breastfeeding them and taking them out in public. Scott, look.
They've also had little get-togethers with other—
At the park?
Yes.
There was someone somewhere, and they created a rule, you cannot bring your doll into the waiting room of a hospital or a pediatric office.
For fear that you might try to switch it out with a real baby?
That's how far some of these women have taken this. I'm taking her to her doctor appointment, and the doctors are going, lady, you need the mental health ward down that way, not the maternity ward down this way. And you know me, as long as you're not hurting anybody else, and in this case, she was hurting everyone around her, telling it the dad the baby had died, as long as you're not hurting anybody else, you do you. But you have to admit, breastfeeding a doll, you know, while technically you're not harming anyone else directly, I think maybe therapy would be good for you.
I think therapy would be called for. But you also just said a minute ago, you do you. If you're not hurting anyone, then you do you. And I'm using in air quotes here, by breastfeeding I can't believe some of the words that come out of my mouth. By breastfeeding a doll, you're not technically hurting anybody. You're living in a fantasy world. But how is that any different than people who get dressed up and go to the Renaissance Festival and pretend they're a king and a queen?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
You're not a king, you're not a queen.
That's also one day and involves a lot of alcohol.
That's actually a lot of weekends that involves a lot of alcohol and other things.
You guys, 28-year-old Kelly White is one of them. She became interested in the realistic dolls after seeing a YouTube video. The cosplay lover had originally wanted to use the doll as a prop, but, quote, began to feel attached to her. She has some $16,000 in dolls.
So that's roughly 8 dolls.
She used to breastfeed her younger dolls, but now bottle feeds them, making, quote, milk from flour and water. And she says, quote, I am attached to her as if she was an adopted child.
Well,
there is.
You need to adopt a psychiatrist.
Yes.
And get there quickly.
Yes.
Listen, I'm with you in the.
These dolls, they're the dolls are on play equipment.
At a playground. Yeah.
I'm sorry. If I, busy mom, I come up and I'm pregnant and I'm towing, you know, 2 toddlers, one on the left, a friend's kid on the right.
Would you mind moving your fake kids? My real kids want to get.
Please mind moving your fake child.
My real kid wants to get on the ride and go down the slide. So if you don't mind moving your...
We're not making fun, but I do point out these
yes,
stories.
Yes, we are.
That just, you know, if you felt like you're having a bad day today, that maybe you didn't quite hit the mark, that you could have done better today.
You're not breastfeeding a fake kid.
There you go. You're welcome. You're doing great, sister. You are doing great.
But you can't force somebody to get mental health assistance, can you? Not for that, at least. I mean, they're running around in the street naked saying that they've been shot by a bear, then maybe we can force them into a little psychiatric ward.
Right.
But they're breastfeeding a doll using flour and water. Yeah. A little unhinged and bizarre, but...
She has brought one of the dolls into her marital bed. We're going to leave it at that.
Well, what if... If she rolls over on the baby, she might kill it.
She says, quote, they go everywhere with me.
Okay, first of all, I think you said marital bed and puts the baby doll in a marital bed. That means that there is a husband who thinks that this is okay or is at least willing to tolerate
it. Lost control a long time ago.
Or it's a doll as well.
Right. The best quote in that story, I swear to you.
Well, the husband might be a doll, Kramer. You might be right.
Kelly says, and I quote, some people think it's weird. Kelly's sister, everybody thinks this is weird. But that's
well,
okay.
It is you. It is weird. But
I mean, have you seen Annabelle? I don't want anything stare at me in the middle of the night. I mean,
what's Annabelle?
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
You wouldn't watch it.
Is it a movie?
It's a doll, and it comes to life, and it's not good things happen.
Oh, I've seen Chucky.
Worse.
This is worse.
Annabelle's way worse.
Huh. Okay.
That Matt Rife actually owns the Annabelle house now. That comedian.
I saw that he was going to...
He has. It's his.
No.
Is it on Netflix or something?
It's probably for rent only right now because it's Halloween.
Did it just come out?
Oh, no. Annabelle 2 just came out.
Oh, so she lives on.
Yeah, no one else does.
What is her sustenance? Is it flour and water?
If you have an HBO Max subscription, you can watch it right now.
You would not want to breastfeed Annabelle. I think we can all agree on that.
Start out with two
nipples and with none.
Wow. I'm borderline intrigued. Yep. 913-586-7798. That's Kramer over there. He's producing. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. So you may remember earlier, last week, we brought you the story of the teacher in Blue Valley, kindergarten teacher who was let go because she was holding a child who was having a meltdown, I believe is the way the story went. The mother of a kindergartner with special needs has a message for the school that fired her son's teacher.
Oh, the parents are furious.
Bring Mrs. Hart back.
Yep.
Barb Hart, a kindergarten teacher for the Blue Valley School District, was fired earlier this month after the school board said she violated a policy on elementary safety intervention. The community and the mother of the student involved have now expressed their support for Mrs. Hart in the aftermath of her controversial firing. Says the child's mother, who spoke with Fox 4, "I just want to do something. I feel so sorry for the incident that happened to her. I cannot imagine how she handles everything, how her family went through all of these difficult situations. I just want the best for her." She is, by the way, a 25-year teaching veteran.
Yep.
She picked up the 5-year-old who was in distress and carried him to a safe spot to calm down.
And a lot of parents said, out of the eyesight of other children, mm-hmm. like, let's remove him into a safer space. You don't have a bunch of other kids gawking at the child. This is just a bad policy, Scott. It's a necessary policy. You know, you have those outlier examples in our stack from time to time of someone duct taping a child to a chair. My God, obviously that's not okay. Obviously, that is a crime.
Of course.
But this zero tolerance, you can never, ever, under any reason, put a hand on a child. What if the child's choking? How do you do the Heimlich without putting a hand on a child?
That's a great point and a good question. And why not by the way, I think it was a 6-1 vote to let her go. I have read nothing but glowing reviews
of her work
about Barb Hart and her 25-year career in the Blue Valley School District. Why not tap the brakes a little bit and let did they not talk to the mother of the child involved?
Yeah.
I don't know if they did or not, but my guess is based on the mom's reaction to Mrs. Hart being fired is that they did not. They did not even bother to ask the parent.
For all we know, the parent of the child would have said, thank you for removing him from the spectacle that was going on.
She goes on to say, the mom does in this story from Fox 4, Mrs. Hart handled this exactly the same way that I would have as this boy's 5 years old, as this boy's mother. She goes on to describe her son as affectionate, active, but very stubborn.
You wonder too, you know, as beloved as this teacher is, she could probably hop to any other district she wants, start over. Or do you see a case like this where you're just like, you know what? I've given my entire life and my entire career to these kids. It's time for me to find something else to do. And that's unfortunate.
My guess would be if she's a 25-year teaching veteran, let's say she got started at 22, 23 years of age.
I'm out.
She's not there yet. It's your...
But you'd be so mad, Scott.
But what I'm saying is there's a formula for this. I know because my brother is in education and I have a lot of friends who are. There is a formula and she's very close to getting her CAPERS pension, but she's not. I don't think she's there yet.
So she would have to fill in the gap.
Do a couple more years.
Yep.
And she would have to do it at a Kansas school. But at the moment, she's got a firing. on her record.
Well, yeah, but pretty easily Googleable, if you know what I mean. Like, can you tell us the circumstances of your life? Yeah, turn on the news. It's everywhere.
Well, but what would a prospective new school district read that she violated district policy?
Come on in.
Well,
this is what our policy states.
I don't disagree with you, but I think what Blue Valley needs to do, the school district,
is update their policy.
Update their policy and do, no pun intended, when you're looking into a case like this, do your homework. You know, she's not a bad teacher. Everybody swears by Mrs. Hart. Bring her back. It's not like we have a bunch of teachers banging down the door trying to get in. I mean, come on. On behalf of our producer today, his name is Kramer, ladies and gentlemen. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2:00. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.